Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Name, say my name.
Hey,
Ebro Lord Rosenberg, man. Yo, I'm just. I've spent the last 90 minutes trying to figure out how much material we have to deal with today.
It's crazy.
Man, it's so much, and it's a spectrum, Shani.
Mm.
The spectrum is wild.
Okay.
All the way from presidential to ratchet. From sad to sheer joy.
It's a lot.
Wow. There's a lot going on out here, man. And I don't know if it's because we've passed the halfway point in the year and you know, I have my theories about people starting to scramble, right? Because as back to school starts to hit and you got to go get stuff for your kids and you realize, oh my gosh, the summer's gone. I didn't even get it. I didn't do anything. I didn't get anything done. And then I spent money, but I don't know what I spent it on. And now I got to get kids back to school things.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we in the Halloween, Thanksgiving. This year's done. It's over. So I think people start to panic. It's emotions start to build right soon. People start to go crazy. Yo, there's people right now that's like, yo, the summer's almost over. We got to go out. We got to get wasted. We got to go somewhere. And they scrambling. Shani, you out in these clubs hosting. You see it.
That's facts. That's facts. Especially the travel piece. If you ain't been away yet, scrambling and try to get away before the school year starts.
Yeah.
It's on and popping right now.
Then you got the monkeypox ringing. COVID ain't went nowhere.
Gosh. The amount of monkeypox pieces I see floating all over the place. Any bump somebody has, they like, look.
Listen.
It might be.
Listen, bro. You can't knock them for that, man.
Yeah. You know, everybody's still shaking hands, though.
I ain't been outside. Why I got a mosquito bite?
Right. What is this?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. You can't blame them. Anyway, listen, we got a lot to cover today. A new historic precedent in the political scene has been set.
Really?
Yeah. A former president, has had their residence raided by the FBI.
What? Yep.
That's a new level. Things are different now, Laura Stiles. Things are very different now.
Saying defund the FBI.
Oh, my God. Wow. Bro, the amount of defund the legislative law enforcement bureau that is going on out here, defund the FBI, defund the Department of Justice. Hilarious. That's what they going with now that the clamps is getting put on them.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yo, that's how fraudulent them people are, B. And if you voted for these people, we got a button coming up for you, man. That's
we'll cover
all we can
it all
give
coming
you.
Out.
Laura, you all right over there? What's going on? You whispering, Kenza? You had a late night? What's going on?
No. I'm good.
Right?
I was just catching up on all the headlines too, because I thought we had a lot last night when I was looking at everything.
I wake up and I'm like,
oh, there's more. Okay, let's go.
It's more, man. Anyway, on the line right now, somebody needs to get there, get active. Oh, no, we got Jermaine and Courtney.
Let's do it.
It's time for Laura Never Loses. Laura, did we get prizes yet? Or are
we
still?
Did. Finally. All right. So this morning we're giving away tickets to see the Toyota HBCU New York Football Classic. That's Morehouse versus Howard. And that goes down on September 17th at MetLife Stadium.
You can get
your tickets at HBCUNYFC.com.
Yo, my nephew just graduated Howard, too.
Nice.
And I got a nephew that just graduated Morehouse. The boys is out here doing it for the family, man. Definitely. And then my nephew's he just graduated University of Oregon. He's still playing football out there, though. He got a year left of football. Shout out to all the college grads, man.
A real
graduate. The real graduate.
They're currently in college.
All the graduates of 2022, you know what I'm saying?
High school.
All of them. But bless
high
up.
High school and college,
I mean,
man.
The final lap, for
y'all,
sure.
The rest of y'all just finishing stuff. It's
bless.
Cute. It's yeah. cute. It's cute to play dress up, but you ain't graduating.
Nah, they not. You know what I'm saying? Salute all the new, all the new people.
Salute all the third grade grads, the fourth grade grads.
You don't graduate
grads,
in the
fifth
third grade,
grade
man.
Grads,
you don't graduate
grade.
In the third grade.
Yo, congrats to all the first grade grads, too.
If you're moving up to junior
if
high,
if you're graduating from 11th
high.
Grade, congratulations.
Yo, you're very disrespectful, man.
All right, very. Jermaine's on the line, man. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're blessed, man. We're cooling, chilling, laughing at the news. But then there's some crazy stuff out here, too. Yo, Courtney, did you ever see that accident that happened in L.A.?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's horrible. It's so crazy.
Yo, lady driving 90 miles an hour flies through an intersection, kills six, including a pregnant woman, right? And the pregnant
over
woman's
a man.
Baby. Crazy. Allegedly over a man. You know what they found out? She had 13 other accidents.
Mm.
And not only that, she wasn't even drunk. They didn't mm-hmm. find any evidence of alcohol.
She was trying to commit suicide.
Wow.
And they said she has a history of serious, it said, quote, serious mental health issues. And she
but
was,
she
a,
was
re-
a health professional.
Right, and she's a registered nurse.
Wow.
And on top of that, a traveling nurse. She was traveling to California, I think, from Texas, and on her way to Hawaii to do another job.
Mm.
Now she's facing 90 years, y'all.
Mm.
90 joints. She's 37 years old.
It's insane. The story
crazy.
Is insane.
Crazy
insane.
Story. Jermaine, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Morning. I'm good. Thanks everybody. For having me on the show, guys.
Hey, man, thanks for joining us, brother. I appreciate that energy. Positive vibes. Doesn't mean you're going to win anything because Laura never loses. And Courtney, you get to choose who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff.
I'm absolutely going with Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, Courtney.
Yeah, I love
it. A lot of pressure. Okay, let me focus,
60
Courtney.
Seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura never loses.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, which legendary singer is still angry about?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Legendary singer still angry.
Oh, I know.
Khalees.
Incorrect. Oh. Probably, yeah, but no. which legendary singer still angry about Kanye West's sample of our song?
That's Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Let me hear Chaka
not
Khan.
Happy.
What is the largest lake in America?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Ooh, the largest lake in America would be Lake...
Three.
Michigan.
Two. Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I think it's Lake Superior.
Lake Superior.
Oh, Superior.
It is Superior.
It's Superior.
Which WNBA star was sentenced? Laura.
Brittany Griner.
That's right. To 9 years. Okay. She's riding. What is the opposite of a synonym?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Opposite of a synonym?
Oh, I know.
Is a...
Three.
Come on.
Two.
You know.
I don't know.
One.
You do.
You know this.
A homonym?
Incorrect.
Antonym.
Antonym.
It's an antonym.
I know you don't like Tuesdays anyway, you know what I'm saying?
But Laura wins!
Courtney, you got the tickets.
Wild story. I was about to say antonym, and I was like, is antonym a thing? Or am I making that up in my mind?
He's like, homonym?
Courtney, you got tickets to Toyota HBCU, New York Football Classic. It's going to be Morehouse versus Howard, okay? It's September 17th at MetLife.
My son's going to be so happy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
Brad. Morehouse versus the real HU. Hampton's pissed. Shout to Hampton University, wherever you are. The other HU. Or is that the real HU and Howard's the other HU? Who knows? We don't know. But Jermaine, we love you.
All right, thanks, man.
Love
Courtney,
Jermaine.
We love you,
enjoy
too.
Your day.
All right, man. Enjoy
yes,
your day.
I
safe
love
commute.
Guys.
Love you, too. On the way, flashing lights, man. Whether it's ambulances, sirens,
we might as well get into it.
Whatever.
Let's go. So the FBI executes a search warrant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the big news, and we'll break it down coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg. It's Ebro in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Gonna be, let's see. Heat advisory's back.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Another hot one. Man, and this just keeps going. It's supposed to cool off a little towards the weekend. Supposed to. And some rain's supposed to pull up Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll take it. And it's summertime in the city. It's August. Kids getting ready to go back to school and all that, man. My daughter's 8 years old.
I know.
I got an 8 year old, man. It's crazy out here.
It's crazy.
I know. 8 years old. Wow.
Yo, young baby light right behind her.
I know. My daughter's going to be 2.
Right behind her.
What? You know, it's flying.
They're older much longer than their younger kids. Always remember that. You're older way longer than your younger. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
All right, according to reports, the FBI executed a search warrant on Monday at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So this was part of an investigation into the handling of presidential documents, including classified documents that might have been brought there. So...
Well, this is a part of what is known as the Presidential Records Act of 1978. It was passed in response to Nixon's effort to take his presidential tapes and papers with him to California, where they were in danger of being destroyed. And so history goes that Congress, the law requires the presidential documents of all kinds to be preserved. Legally, they can't be destroyed just because a president feels like it, nor can he take them away and sell them for cash, nor can he give them to a foreign government he likes. Now, when you go on and read this, what do they call it, the Presidential Records Act? Let's see here. It's Section B. Where it says, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. So,
interesting.
Did they find anything?
Well, they broke into a safe. We don't know if they found anything, but this might be the effort to get him or make sure that Donald Trump cannot run for president. Once again, on this program, we've talked about, is it likely of him actually getting locked up, which many of us want to be proven wrong because we don't feel like there is. But I know for sure they're trying to make sure he can't run for office again.
So right now, the Justice Department has 2 known active investigations connected to Trump. One is the effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election in January 6th. And the other one is this one, the handling of classified documents. It's going to be interesting to watch what happens.
Yeah.
Sounds like a desperate move.
On whose part?
How?
On the opposition for fear that he might run again. Like, look, let's get this dude up out of here. Hopefully they found something to go that far on the president. Like, I hope that you know for sure that it was there. Because if not, like, it just feels like you're martyring him, you know, because his people are going to galvanize even more. Like, yo, look what y'all did to him now. Y'all violated him and y'all still didn't get
nothing. That's already happening, which is why you have right-wingers talking about defund the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Right. This is crazy.
But you know what they say, Shawnee? Nobody's above the law, so these two investigations have to go through.
Which, listen, y'all. You can't have it both ways, can you?
You know?
Right. So, what a day when the tables will turn.
Interesting. Let's see how this all plays out.
Things are very different now, y'all. Very different now. I don't know in history has a former president's residence been raided by the FBI. I don't know. I don't think there's a precedent for that. So this is a new precedent, boys and girls.
They like, we need something.
It also should be noted back in 1978 when the Presidential Records Act was passed in response to Nixon trying to remove these tapes, he cut a deal with Ford, President Ford, that made a deal during his resignation. I guess it was Vice President Ford at the time. That would allow Nixon to access and destroy sensitive documents. Congress stepped in with a new law.
They were like, nah.
Yeah, man. And remember, Roger Stone, that name Roger Stone, he's the guy that's got Nixon tattooed on his back. That's Trump's boy.
What about him? I forgot who he is.
You forgot all about him. He's already been, he's the guy that organized the Oath Keepers and organized January 6th and actually helped start the whole Stop the Steal and the websites and financed all that stuff. I think Trump pardoned him. He had got locked up already and Trump pardoned him.
Wow. Listen, this soap opera called him.
that was a sneak episode last night, man.
What's happening in America is wild.
Yo, man, the TV show Trump Was President is lit.
Yo, it is crazy time, but let's see what happens, man. Let's see. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 7:02. Today's a high of 95 degrees. A little rain this afternoon and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Yo, if you have fixed your lips to say defund the FBI or defund the Department of Justice now after this, man, we got a button for you coming up. Coming up.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
On and on, can't understand why I last so long. Must be superpower. Get it cracking, baby. Do the math. Yo, it's Ebro Laura. We here, man. Ebro in the morning.
We here.
Yes, fam. Yes. Yes. Getting situated, ready to dig in. Now, I just want to go on the record and say, you know, for everybody out here upset that the FBI has raided former President Trump's house, and you're upset, and now you're screaming defund the FBI and defund the Department of Justice. It's too late. Under the guise of these bureaus have been weaponized against us. I just want y'all to remember, man, black folks been done told y'all that when America has an agenda, they will weaponize their law enforcement against whatever that faction is. We've seen this before when they bombed the black families in Philly. When those racist cops was locking up the Asada Shakur's of the world. And she had to escape and defend herself. When you see multiple cops on tape beating Rodney King and they don't go down for nothing. Enforcing racism. We've been telling y'all this racism's intertwined, but y'all know that? Nobody didn't care about none of that. Mm. Tulsa. Y'all didn't care.
Tulsa, nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Nope.
And now, they done ran up in Trump's crib in Mar-a-Lago. They broke in my safe. Fam, and nobody get arrested, and nobody get handcuffed, and nobody got shot. Relax. And get this right. Button right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. I don't play.
Where's the tweet from the, let me see, the, it was the GOP Judicial Committee. Here it is. The House Judiciary GOP. If they can do this to a former president, imagine what they could do to you.
Oh, we've seen it.
Yo, I retweeted. I put, I'm black. We've seen it. They've been doing it.
We've seen it.
Even when we're actually innocent.
Right.
And Trump ain't innocent.
Fam, nobody got hurt. I know your feelings are hurt, but nobody got hurt. It's just an investigation. That's it.
Yo, stop taking documents from the White House. You wouldn't have this problem. Yo, comply. Yo, just comply.
Right?
Congratulations. Comply. You played yourself.
Yo, just comply, fam. Just comply.
Don't resist.
Stop resisting. Stop resisting. Just comply. Anyway. We don't know if anybody's actually going to jail over this, but there's the presidential, what did I say it was called? Some presidential law where it is against the law. You can be arrested and charged with up to 3 years, fined, and you cannot run for president again or any public office in the United States if you remove these presidential documents from the White House, which is what they were apparently looking for in Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Right. So, we will be laughing, covering, kikiing, and giving you some info as we get it on what's transpiring down there, or transpired, or what's going to transpire further. I think we should also note that this is coming after the text messages that Alex Jones' lawyers accidentally sent to the parents in that trial. Now, Alex Jones has been told he's got to pay like $45 million. Mm-hmm. Hit the button on Alex Jones real quick. InfoWars.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They wrapping him up. They say Roger Stone was communicating. I brought Roger Stone's name up earlier, who's Trump's boy, who had the tattoo of Nixon on his back. And he came up under Nixon. Roger Stone was communicating with Alex Jones. Remember, Trump pardoned Roger Stone. So I know you're not keeping up with all these names. But nonetheless, they on these people head crazy, fam. And apparently those Alex Jones text messages that were accidentally forwarded over to Alex Jones' lawyers are now being given, because a judge has cleared the way for them to be given, to the January 6th committee. So we're going to be seeing more stuff come out because of those text messages to Alex Jones. Laura, what you got today?
Now, this is one of the worst stories that we've reported. We talked about it earlier on the show. It was just horrible, horrible to see the actual video of the accident. I don't even know if I can call it an accident right now. But
a
registered
crash.
Nurse, yes, by the name of Nicole Lorraine Linton. She appeared in court yesterday. Now, she's the registered nurse, which is being charged with 6 counts of murder and 5 counts of gross vehicular manslaughter. So she is the woman who busted through that intersection going 90 miles per hour, killing a pregnant woman, a baby, and 3 other adults. And the craziest part about this that we're learning now, because, you know, we were all in shock by watching the video. We saw a woman do an interview with the press. You know, they all run. Everyone wants to do a quick interview with the press, saying like that she was drinking and she got into an argument with her boyfriend. So we all thought, wow, drinking and driving, this is horrible, right? They found out that there was no traces of alcohol in this woman's system. no traces of alcohol. She's been involved in 13 prior accidents, and she has a history of mental health issues. Why has this woman continued to have a license? 13 prior accidents, guys.
That's wild. And it's in multiple states, I think, too, Laura Staff.
She is from Texas, and she was working. She's a traveling nurse. She was working in at Kaiser in Los Angeles. You guys, like, the video is traumatizing, but I was talking to Shawnee Culture behind the scenes of details on what happened that day and what people are reporting it. And it just makes you want to cry, fam. It's horrible. It's horrible what this woman did. She's facing, like, I think 90 years, and she deserves every single one of them.
Well,
but the fact that she was able to keep a license after 13 crashes, that, to me, deserves the button on so many levels.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm assuming she's got a Texas driver's license.
You know what? I don't know, but maybe. I'm sure, because that's where she's from.
Well, guess what? Texas DMV. I don't know what y'all doing down there, but whole list.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Horrible. Horrible.
Really talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Man.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, it's Trump's estate being in Mar-a-Lago being raided by the FBI. Definitely puts a shadow, kind of quelled the noise of a bill being passed yesterday for some $800 billion or $700 billion. Biden and the Democrats finally got the bill through that is going to reduce costs of medication, fund the future of electric cars and infrastructure. There's a bunch of other stuff in the bill that they finally got done yesterday. Now, this is the one that started out as like a $3 trillion historic bill but they broke it up in chunks. So they got the infrastructure stuff done already, and then they worked on this second part of the bill to fund Medicaid and other things. But there was a story going around. I'll get some audio to play of you guys from I believe it was Joe Scarborough, who does the Morning Joe on MSNBC, talking about how quietly behind the scenes, even Republicans are giving it up to Joe Biden for being able to get this done. But the bigger story is Trump. So think about that. Even when Biden does get Sleepy Joe gets a win with his whole program and everything he's getting going, the chaos of Donald Trump still gets bigger coverage because we're more interested in that drama than we are people actually doing their jobs. Right. Yesterday, people actually did some of their jobs yesterday.
No, we want to be entertained, man.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Bring the drama.
Yeah, nah,
bring the nah nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Give me that live feed for Mar-a-Lago, please.
That's what gets the numbers.
They want the soap opera.
They want the flashing lights.
That's facts.
Yo, they had the flat. Yo, you know what's a trip about the Mar-a-Lago video? Has any of you watched it? The FBI up?
Nah.
I didn't see.
First of all, it's nighttime. That's part one. Mm-hmm. Part two, there's like people outside there's like Trump 2024 signs outside his house, like people driving by in trucks with like Trump flags on their cars while the FBI and the police are pulling up. So my question: are those people out there all the time?
Yeah, is there Disney World, man? Go to Mar-a-Lago. Don't go to Disney. Go to Mar-a-Lago.
Yo, I didn't know that. Like outside his house, constantly they're like rooting for him.
Yeah, it's a thing, man.
I never knew that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, these people are crazy. Yo, but listen,
he got
squad. But based on the numbers, his numbers wasn't big enough, or he'd still have the job. So whenever they run with the yo, but Trump, I mean, clearly his numbers wasn't big enough last time. That's why he didn't win.
No, you cheated, Ebro. They didn't count all the votes.
Stop the steal.
They didn't count all the votes.
Yo, Curved is going to happen next. Cash won right now. Yo, Cash, man.
What's up?
I don't think we've been playing enough Beyonce, bro. I think I need some Alien Superstar, bro. I need some Thick. I need some, you know what I'm saying?
You need some B?
Yeah, Beyonce got a ring off. She had that party last, what was that, Saturday night? Crazy, and they went till like 4 in the morning.
You saw Childish Gambino's outfit?
Yo, absolutely saw Childish. I don't have nothing like that in my closet. Yo, this record's so hard right
Shani,
here.
Shani, run your Googles.
Childish Gambino?
Yo, they showed up.
I'm still running the Googles off that raid. I want to see.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Ebro in the morning, cast one. Shani Culture.
He thought he was loving me good. I told him go hard.
Beyonce goes.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Put down my head, I swear. Now you just cool my stress, so yeah.
So I told Chani earlier in the program, there's a lot going on out here, B. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. And Chani was like what? And I said, everything from presidential to, to just ratchet.
That's right. That's right. I had no idea.
Shani just spent the last 5 minutes laughing so hard at this Donald Glover's outfit at the Beyonce party.
It's Laura's fault.
And
why is it my fault?
Well, so he's wearing what he's wearing is basically like he's wearing. Let's see here. I would call it like the Undertaker wrestling outfit, but instead of it being black, it's see through.
Yo.
And you can see his black panties under under the outfit.
Yo, he's and wearing a bodysuit, man, with his boobs out.
It's
what
not,
is happening
it's not,
here?
It's not really a bodysuit. It's more like that. Like I said, like the Undertaker outfit. If that's
it
how you
like
describe
wrestling
it.
Like the wrestling, yeah.
Like but it's see-through.
What's
so I told Shani, he kept his streak because he got lugs on.
Yo, my man got Skechers on with a pink bodysuit.
Yo, that's terrible.
Brown suede Skechers. With a pink bodysuit, and you can see through it. He got the black tighty whities on or whatever.
And then he got like a satin or silk bathrobe on? What is that?
Nah, that's some sort of jacket. Listen, man, y'all missed the theme of Beyonce's party on Saturday night,
bro. What's the theme?
What is the theme?
The theme was... It was the house of Beyonce, I think it was.
Nice.
It was like a Studio 54, Renaissance, you know what I mean? House music club.
So wear whatever you want.
Nah,
that show.
Yeah, it got to be a certain club style. Got to have style, man. It got to be fashion. And this so Johnny trying to act like it's brand new. My lady came in and said, yeah, but dudes was wearing, Earth, Wind, and Fire was wearing that.
They wasn't wearing this.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Do you remember those outfits?
Yeah, they had the low cut tank top looking wife beater bodysuit. Yeah, it was a little OD. It was OD then too. But the music was fire.
I mean, people love. Was it OD though?
I mean, not for everybody, and not for them. But for me,
back in the 70s, back in the 80s, dudes used to walk around no shirt on, walk around just some biker shorts on the street. With some sneakers on.
I mean, that's facts.
They basically was in their drawers, man.
They was in the park with the poom poom shorts and a cut off shirt.
Yo,
ready to
my
break
dad.
Pants.
Yo, my I dad's know. Era. They used to pull their pants up so high that it used to cut through through the Bozak. So the Bozak would be peeking out on one side. You'd be like, yo, my man, why your pants up so high like that? With your Bozak showing on one side, man.
Yeah, oh my god.
With
I
no shirt
believe.
On.
Ebro, that Shani is so surprised when he goes to parties where dudes are wearing see-through mesh shirts that are red, gold, and green.
Wait, oh, you mean look, that's classic, though. Big up the Rasta tank top, classic fishnet, wife beater, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, not for nothing.
But this right here, this is feminine,
look,
man.
Listen, I zoomed in on it, and it looks like the same material to me, Shani.
This is not the mesh shirt. See, now you trolling.
I'm not trolling. It's the same material.
This is not the fishnet.
That's why you can see. That's why you can see his underwear.
Wait, hang on.
Nah,
hang
this
on.
Is sheer, and it has little
hang on.
Whatever's
Yo,
on
Shani,
it.
Shani,
all I came on here to say was, everybody stop acting brand new like people dressing crazy now. As if we didn't see the Isley Brothers in silk blouses with it tied in knots at their belly button with, you know what I'm saying, with low-rise pants on, and we didn't see rappers in leather halter tops with fringes.
Right. Well, yep. I'm saying, you know, look, this outfit right here, it should be okay to question. Because this thing look crazy.
But what's the question?
His pink see-through bodysuit with his black underwear showing through it. That's feminine, I mean, bro.
He's styling.
With the lugs, with the brown suede.
That's the only question. The only question I have is why you got them lugs
like,
on, bro.
Like, why you just changed direction when you got to the shoes? You just
Yo, because Cat. Cass, he had to keep it street. He was in New York.
But nobody in the street wear those. It's not street. I've never seen those before.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
And he got no socks on. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John. I'm tears, bro.
DJ John.
John, we need you to track down this outfit.
Try it on.
And we need you to try it on.
No. Please, everybody, Google. What would they have to Google, Laura?
Just Childish Gambino at Beyonce's Renaissance party.
Please. Just, you know what I mean? You want to feel so brighter today?
Just, yo,
just
man.
Check it
yo,
out.
Yo, and in his hand, he got the little visor sunglasses that he was going to wear inside, too. When he got inside, he was about to put them on and vibe out. Yo, bring up some more Beyonce. That album's fire anyway. Yo, DJ John, we need you to find this outfit for the show, man.
He doesn't even know what he's getting himself into.
Oh, I'm on. Okay, cool.
John?
Yes, sir.
The outfit. Can somebody text us or email or tweet us or however you communicate with us and let us know where to chase down this
outfit?
This outfit.
Should be hard. You could probably get the spandex suit on Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's probably like $5.
Yeah.
Yo, exactly.
Get to ordering right now.
This is the $5 joint.
John, what are you giving the people today when they call and they're smarter than you?
A pair of 3-day passes to Rolling Loud going out September 23rd through the 25th at City Field. So you're going to be in the building. 3-day event featuring Nicki Minaj, Future, and ASAP Rocky. For more information, go to RollingLoud.com. Information, baby.
Now, Shani, somebody just sent a picture of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 70s was...
Oh, now you got now you're making excuses.
It wasn't shit.
I don't know who that dude is standing to the left of Melly Mel.
Is this in a tweet?
He got pantyhose on.
Is this in a
tweet? And cowboy
boots.
No, I just sent it to your text.
Let me see. I got to compare.
Yo, that yellow outfit is crazy.
Oh, with the Kango, with the hard top Kango,
with the hard top Kango, and the gold shimmery blouse.
Yo, yeah, he wearing panties too. Like, this is not cool. This is not cool.
Why it's not cool though?
Yeah,
why is it not cool?
Look,
that's what they want to wear.
I don't want to see nobody with their underwear outside. That's just me.
That's a bathing suit, bro.
Yeah, but people walk around with their pants sagging with their underwear hanging out the back.
Facts.
I mean, that's true too. Pull up your pants,
Shawty.
I
want to
see all of it.
Shani, I'm just like saying,
you sound crazy, bro.
I sound crazy.
All I'm saying is, this been going on, fam. Paola's on the line. Paola.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday to Issa. I tried to call yesterday to wish her a happy birthday, but happy belated.
I will share. She's on her way to camp right now. Now, Paola, answer this question super fast so you can get what, DJ John?
A pair of 3-day passes to Rolling Loud.
Ooh, here we go now, Paola.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Here's some Mike Tyson trivia for you. Can you tell us what part of Evander Holyfield's body did he bite during a fight?
His nose.
His ears.
Correct.
An ear biter.
She's right.
DJ John, here's your question.
Here we go now.
What school... Okay, did Mike Tyson get an honorary doctorate from in 1989?
Wow. School? He went to school? No. Somewhere in Brooklyn, right? No, upstate. He went to school. I don't know. I'm against
right,
Brooklyn.
You're out of time.
But what?
Taking too
Central
long.
State University is the correct answer.
Wow.
Damn it.
Paola, you are going to Rolling Loud to roll some loud.
Yes, thank you, guys. What? Thank you, guys. Yo. Love you, Laura. Love you, Rosenberg. Shawnee, what up?
What up, what up? Aww.
Yo, Paola, tell Shawnee dude's been running around here with halter tops and see-through sequins and they draws for years. Tell him, Paola.
Ben doing it, and I'm here for it. I'm not judging. I have no problem with that.
They living free out here,
Congratulations,
Shawnee.
Congratulations, Paola.
Hang on, Paola. We need some info.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great day. Love you.
Love you, too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Nicki Minaj is being honored in a very big way. I'll give you details coming up next.
Now, Laura, give me the backstory here, because you're closer to this than I am. In 1990, when Madonna dropped Vogue, the scene that was voguing, Madonna got that from what club scene? That was a New York club scene thing, correct?
But it was the underground houses where it was definitely specifically the underground houses where voguing was created. And it was mostly, you know, the Black and Latino LGBTQ folks who led that movement.
And so in the video of Vogue, and the movie Paris is Burning, I remember Miss Jones put us onto that movie. Remember, mm-hmm. Sean? She would talk about the houses and all that.
Yeah.
And put us up on all that. Now, the Black and Latino folks that were voguing in the underground houses here in New York City, Madonna had them in the Vogue video, correct?
She definitely had some of them, yeah.
And took them out on tour and mm-hmm. celebrated them and that whole thing. But in the song, when she's like DiMaggio and shouting out all of these, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe in the Vogue song, she doesn't shout out any of the Black and Latino folks that were from that underground scene at all in the song, right?
You know what? I have to revisit. I don't remember.
Because I saw a whole discussion about it, and I thought it'd be interesting for the air, because now you have this Beyonce taking the song Vogue, mm-hmm. and she's shouting out all the Black women, right? All the mm-hmm. queens, all the houses, like really paying homage to the scene, if you will.
Right, right, right. It's the House of Evangelista and Extravaganza, all of them. It was a big movement.
No, it is. This is the Beyonce, Madonna. This is the queen mix of Break My Soul. Cast One, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So Laura was just breaking down the significance of what Madonna did back in 1990 and employing a lot of the dancers and the people from the movement, the House of Extravaganza you was just telling us about?
Yeah. There was a lot of houses, but one of the big ones was the House of Extravaganza. And I believe that Madonna was inspired because she went to one of the clubs and saw them dancing and voguing, and that's how the song was created. But yeah, there was a big argument because in the song she only names like rich white celebrities. But, you know, some people argue that, well, Madonna was the first one to give a lot of these people opportunities, you know what I mean? Like hired them to choreograph as dancers and to present day. So she was able to put money in their pockets and give them opportunities when a lot of people weren't giving them opportunities.
Right.
So it's like, you know, some people say she exploited the movement, and then some people said, oh, she actually uplifted the movement. So, you know.
Well, and here, Beyonce.
It's definitely a debate.
Well, Beyonce is obviously paying homage to Madonna here.
Yeah.
But then taking it a step further, correct? And naming all the Black women that inspired a lot of the movements and the music and inspired Beyonce herself and, you know, even into the blending of genres of like a Missy Elliott and a Lauryn Hill and the hip hop and R&B and even the fashion houses that she's shouting on the song. So she tries to bring it full circle.
Because make no mistake, this movement was led by Black and Latino LGBTQ folks.
Right.
Period.
So the tour When Beyonce, I don't know when that's going to be, but this concert, because the party on Saturday night, I'm told, was basically Beyonce's in the building, her team's in the building, and people dancing and partying, and they was going so hard to Beyonce records that they was basically performing Beyonce's album for her.
That's so fly.
Right? Like, they was hype.
That's so fly.
It went
especially
to like,
to see people dancing. We haven't seen people dance and party like that. It's been a minute, you know? I love this.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. Let's get to it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Nicki Minaj has been tapped to receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the 2022 MTV Video Music Awards. So she's also going to take the stage to perform for the first time since 2018. So this is exciting. Nicki says it's something. She's like, you don't want to miss this performance. So she's probably planning something super special. But it goes down. It's going to air live from the Prudential Center in Newark, August 28th.
Fire. It's going down.
Nicki is going to bring it. So it's going to be exciting.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Other people have been nominated, like Kendrick Lamar, Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X. They have like most nominations, but you know the winners are determined by fan voting. So this should be a good time. So I'm excited for Nicki Minaj.
The most fun I'm having right now is forwarding Shawnee Culture pictures of dudes in their panties that were artists
Come
on stage.
On.
Let me see. Wait,
well, because he felt so he was so hyped up of Donald Glover's outfit at Beyonce's party. Facts. Now Mario the Poet, friend of the show, just sent out a picture of Rick James.
Yo, we know. Listen,
like, why, Shawnee, why you acting brand new? I'm still taking it back to his to how many times have you seen this before? You're ignoring the outfits that are worn when you go to like.
They was reckless then too. They was reckless then too.
The only
this
problem
Rick James
with-
picture you just sent me where he's completely naked. He's got on a what do you call this? This is like a blue.
Isn't that new?
Yo, blue leather underwear. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that new?
And he's got like some leather straps around him. We was questioning when Cameo had the red cup on too with the bodysuit. Like, yo, it was all crazy.
Yo. Yo, the only problem with Donald Glover's outfit is the fact that he didn't commit. The lugs on the feet threw it for a loop, man.
He didn't go all the way in.
Nah, bro. He had to, he should have put on some high heel boots, man, and went all the way.
Extra flashing lights, boy. The time is 8:05. Today's a high of 95 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
This wasn't not. Even then, it was suspect, B. It was crazy.
What you mean, bro? You tripping, man?
You know this, man. Rick James was out there.
We know he was out there. Donald Glover was out there the other night. They was outside.
They was outside.
97 minutes commercial free. Next, ride or die. The Gurus. Hang on.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro in the morning. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar hanging out in Harlem with ASAP Ferg. ASAP Ferg rocking long jorts and Timbos on the block. You know what I mean?
You saw K-Dot doing the pull-ups on the scaffolding, New York
style.
Nah,
I didn't peep him doing his bartender workout.
Yeah, he had a pull-up competition with some dude out there. He smoked him.
I was like, smoked him real quick.
Yo, Kendrick got them pull-ups. Okay.
Wow.
Big up to that though. His show. So I had an argument yesterday. Kendrick Lamar comes on stage at his show wearing a double-breasted black suit coat with the shoulder pads. Clearly like the real squared-off shoulder pads.
Okay.
And a sequin glove. Like Michael Jackson. And so... people want to argue with me and act like he's not sending a message. Oh, he's just wearing a sequin glove. Am I bugging? Am I way off base?
Well, what's the message?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
He's the Michael Jackson of this rap-ish.
I mean, he's definitely, you don't just wear a sequin club.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know what the message is.
Right.
But as detailed as Kendrick Lamar has always been with his albums, his raps, his songs, his messaging, he doesn't even go on social media. Anytime he talks is always a thing.
Everything is very strategic with him. Very strategic.
You mean to tell me that wearing a sequin glove and a double-breasted suit coat like Michael Jackson ain't sending a message? Am I tripping?
Right. Nah, it's definitely a message. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what the message is.
But it's homage for sure. I mean, because who else wears one silver sequin glove?
At this point in history, if you wear one sequin glove,
you're dressed up as Michael Jackson. Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't matter what else you're wearing.
Right.
You could be wearing jean shorts and a t-shirt. You have a sequin glove, you got a Michael Jackson costume on.
You got one on?
Yeah. You got the MJ outfit on. That's all a fact.
Day. Yo, but big up Kendrick Lamar, man. Because I feel like ain't nobody talking about that, but maybe because they don't even know what the message is, so there ain't nothing to talk about.
Right.
They're just kind of like, yo, I mean, that's the Michael Jackson glove. Straight up. Now, in other news, the Brooklyn Nets are in shambles. Speaking of Brooklyn, that's where I saw Kendrick.
Shout
to the
whole.
Shout to Mandy and everybody over at the Barclay. Love y'all so much. Thanks for always showing us love. Me and Rosenberg was in there the other night. I think it was last Friday. But anyway, check this out, Laura Stiles. So you remember, I mean, this was the team to beat, the Brooklyn Nets. We had Stephen A. Smith on. Remember, we go back a few months. Kyrie, KD, James Harden. But then Kyrie don't get vaxxed. He can't play.
Damn, strike one.
Then Harden wants out because where's this team going?
Strike two.
Then they pick up Ben Simmons from Philly who hasn't played, won't play. Got Why? Back problems. Strike three. What happened with Ben Simmons in this group chat, cast one?
Yo, so there's a story out there that last year during the playoffs, remember when they were down like three games? And the team has group chat, and apparently in the group chat, they asked Ben Simmons if he was going to play because they need his help. Like, yo, we need help out here. We're doing bad. We heard you're almost ready to play. Are you going to play? Ben Simmons replied, Ben Simmons has left the group chat. This is what they're saying out here.
He just left?
Yeah, he didn't even reply is what they're saying. He just left the group chat. That's crazy.
I'm out of here. Nothing to say. So then, Boom, you get to the end of the season. The Nets get ran out of the playoffs by the Boston Celtics.
Ugly.
Get exposed. It was nasty. And then now we're hearing Kyrie wanted an extension. Remember, he went to the marketplace to see who would pick him up. He had a list of teams he wanted to go to if the Nets weren't going to come with the extension and the money. They didn't come with the extension and the money. And now KD had a meeting with the owner in London, Casper?
Yeah, so KD demanded a trade, but then he had a meeting with the owner over the weekend in London. And he basically demanded it was either him or Steve Nash, the head coach, and the general manager of the team had to go. If he was to stay, they have to go.
And then the owner of the Nets now tweeted yesterday, he's going to do what's best for the franchise.
He said, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets.
So that means I'm with the coaches. I'm with the GM and the head coach, not with you, KD. Whew. It's basically the way that reads.
It feels like your team is in shambles, Ebro.
I thought it was your team, too.
No.
Doesn't look good for you guys.
Not my team. What are you talking about? That never happened. I was the Celtics guy. Wow. Celtics Lakers.
Nah, you wasn't no Celtics. Get out, yo. Nah, hell no, bro.
I told Rosenberg I was coming over there, man.
Nah, bro. So now, what they saying, Kyrie to the Lakers, KD to Boston? That's what it's going to do?
That's what they saying?
Or KD to the Heat, Kyrie to the Lakers?
Listen,
either way, I'm thoroughly annoyed by KD, Kyrie, and all of this whole situation. I love the Brooklyn Nets. I love the staff over at the Brooklyn Nets, but this looks terrible. And meanwhile, the Knicks, if they just stay the course, they could be looking pretty nice next year. Just stay the course, Knicks. Stay the course. It's Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, 97 minutes commercial free. The Gurus are happening next. Cast one, what you got? Speaking of Brooklyn, Fabio, what's going on? Good morning, everybody. Another heat advisory today. It's hot out.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So we are discussing the Kim K, Pete Davidson, Kanye, and how Kanye put up a New York Times meme that said Skeet Davidson dead at 28.
Done.
And then in the fine print it said Kid Cudi performs at funeral, but people throw bottles at him. Something like that. Anyway, Kim K told him to take the post down, so he took the post down. I asked, are Kim K and Kanye getting back together? Laura says,
no way. I don't see it happening.
I mean,
I just see them, or at least I see her trying to have a healthy co-parenting relationship with him. Remember, after all the drama, she's never talked bad about him.
Yep, exactly.
And she said it. I'm not going to talk bad about my kid's father. He's mm-hmm. a great dad. That's it.
This
kept it clean. Mm-hmm. But I guess she don't have to talk bad about him if she out here getting thumped by Skeet.
Damn, Ebro, really?
You really have to go that far?
Forget that Kanye has had multiple girlfriends and has shenanigans with other
Absolutely.
Women.
So
very
Absolutely.
Public before yeah. her.
Look, I think Kim K should be dating. Y'all not together. Do your thing. Live life, Ma. Right. Do your thing.
They've been separated for a couple years now.
Well,
forget
one, when you have children, sometimes you never know. Because the road is long. You know what I'm saying?
Life
There's
is long.
20 semi-years because they got three children, right? So you got a long time.
Listen,
children.
Fam.
So you got 20-something years to still be communicating about how we going to manage this thing. So you never know when it could go back. But two, Kanye, though he was, and I'm not trying to defend, but just trying to be even about it, though he was dating too, he didn't have the children holding hands with his girlfriends that he was dating out in public when he know the paparazzi would be on top of him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that part was, you know, for us, it wasn't
all that. All that's cool, but I just want to go on record to say that based on behavior, because I don't know what's really going on. I just know what the info we get. Kim K got to deal with Kanye like a dude got to deal with a crazy baby mom.
Facts.
Right, which right. means Oof. You cannot, if you're serious about not going back. Mm-hmm. You got to hold the line. Can't be no intimacy, no acting cool, you know,
just
no weak moment.
Smash.
Ain't no once in a while, big. It's over, La.
Can the baby
Otherwise,
daddy always smash?
No, not in this scenario.
There's plenty of scenarios that that's not an option.
That's true.
Hold the line. The gurus are here. Let's go.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com. Send us your emails. We're out here helping, saving lives.
Saving lives live.
Shani Coulter, burn the sage.
Like cleansing the energy. Zen.
Oh, man. This email is special. Dear gurus and non-gurus, because I might need some shrooms and peyote.
Okay, the shaman is here.
Oh, man.
I'm a huge fan of the show, and I thought I should write in. Okay. I'm a single 34-year-old man, and I find it very difficult to approach a woman. Mm-hmm. Women that I'm attracted to, I just never know what to say, how to start, or how to close. I'm a mess, guys. I don't even know the best place to approach someone. Mm. I'm just shy and I feel like, you know, that's really detrimental to my future. Look, Rosenberg got engaged and he started by shooting his shot. I know this might sound silly to you guys, but I'm very self-conscious about this. And I honestly just need some help. How do I navigate through this world and find love? Thank you.
Well, first, first you need to find common ground and common interests. Join a book club, a hiking club.
Get a library card.
Oh, yeah, you know, start taking go somewhere and start real talk. Go take some salsa classes and some dance classes. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to dance. Just go out and live life and learn. You know, a lot of people look past this, but if there's ever something you wanted to learn how to do, go take the class. You will meet people. That's how you meet people.
And
you
meet
and that way and that way you don't meet them under the guy. Like, a lot of people go to nightclubs and try to meet people, but that's kind of A, it's shallow. B, it's you don't know the type of person you're going to be meeting, and you really don't ever. But drinking, nonetheless, it's in the drinking, going out.
I think,
you know, everybody trying to holler and floss and put on this show.
Yeah,
go
mask.
Just go take get a dog and go to the dog park and hang out with other dog owners. I think Jonah dog walking club or something.
He got to start. Right. He got to start somewhere even earlier than that, though. He got to start being more confident. Because even if he goes to all these places, he might not even talk to anybody there.
It's something that he's extremely shy.
Well, either that or just something in him. So you have to practice talking to people. Like, you have to actually make yourself want to. Even if it's not in a setting where you think you're going to try to get to a girl, just talk to regular people and try to build that confidence, bro.
Join an improv. Go start doing improv and getting on stage and acting out things. And, you know,
face your fears.
Yeah, man. Join. Go do Shakespeare in the Park. You know what I mean? And read, you know what I mean? Go join a debate club. You know what I'm saying? Where you got to, you know, argue certain points with people and learn how to talk. And, you know what I mean? Listen, the worst thing that can happen to you when you talk to someone is they say, stop talking to me and leave me alone.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's all right.
And or they laugh in your face.
And we've been building up that armor for a long time. It doesn't always have to be in a romantic way, though. You can just make friends. How about start there?
Yeah, don't be afraid of rejection either. Like, you know, it happens. Like you said, worst thing they say is no.
Say hi. Be honest. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk as
I. I saw you over there, but I'm shy. I don't really know what to say. You know,
but nowadays, as King Lou wanted to jump in here, you know, we all come from a time where you had to learn how to talk to people and get rejected, right?
That's
like
facts.
It started for me in ninth grade.
Right.
Maybe even earlier. Whenever
school.
That first dance was.
You know what it was?
Whenever you walked over to that girl and was like, yo, can I play handball with you? And she was like, nah, fam.
When you wrote the letter that said yes, no, or maybe, and they just threw it on the floor. thing.
Or you wrote it to them and they opened it, they looked at you, laughed, and handed it to their friend, and then they both start laughing.
Early elementary. Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like, not all dudes are raised with other men to walk them through that, which is why we have, and I know I'm going off the tangentially and going off the deep end here, which is why we have men who are predators and weirdos and don't know how to speak like a human being to a person
that
they're interested in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's because they haven't learned how to deal with rejection.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that, you know, take that on the chin. There's other fish in the sea, as they say.
Right.
And speaking of fish, you can go on an app called Plenty of Fish.
Yep. Lucky for you, you don't even got to talk anymore. You could just text. You can go on Match.com,
plenty of fish. Eventually, when you hang out with somebody face-to-face.
Yeah, but the initial interaction nowadays doesn't even have to be in person. Send a DM. Shoot your shot, my G.
Yeah, but you know what? I do like Ebro's initial move. Like, find out what you like to do. You'll find people with that common interest. And just start with the conversations. The basic.
They just make friends at first.
Yeah,
guys, it's a lot easier.
Where'd you get your dog leash? Or where'd you get that yoga mat? Whatever.
It's a lot easier to tell somebody to do it than to actually do it. I know what he's trying to say. He's like, he can't. He can't just walk up to somebody showing you have a conversation. He just can't.
Well, look, as he started the beginning of the letter, he said he might need some shrooms or peyote. So get some shrooms or some weed or something.
That ain't going to help. By the way, that doesn't help. It's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse. You're going to get paranoid. Oh, my.
Just work on yourself, work on your confidence, build yourself up. Know that, like Ebro said and Shawnee said, the worst that can happen, somebody says no. And you got to start somewhere. Take baby steps. You don't have to go out, jump out the window and try to be Casanova.
Right.
Say hi, man. Just say hi.
You'll never make the shot if you don't shoot the shot.
Facts.
Talk that talk.
You got to keep shooting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And send us an update if you meet someone, okay? So say the gurus and non-gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. You're right. No weakness.
Yo, man, and yo, there's a lot of us out here. We never had cool pickup lines. We never had, you know what I'm saying? We never had money and flashy things. All you had was your ability to say, hi.
Right.
That's what How I said. Are you today?
America. You just had to figure it
America
out.
America has a problem.
And that's it. And then you figure it out from there, or you get laughed at and you take the L.
You take the L and you keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. Yeah, man. Beyonce, let this ring off. Ooh. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, what you working on?
Coming up on the Flashing Lights Report, Fat Joe responds to Irv Gotti's interview on Drink Champs. So I'll play you some audio coming up next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, you know what's crazy? So everybody going nuts over Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence being raided by the FBI to the point where, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says, I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. I mean, that's a threat, right? Well, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. The FBI director was appointed by Donald Trump.
Facts.
The man that called for the raid was appointed by Donald Trump. Okay. Yo, these people either know they're guilty and are just posturing for votes and hopefully trying to protect themselves and stretch this out to get to the midterm so they can try to get more votes and protect themselves and figure this out. Or they're really just dumb as hell.
Maybe it's a combination of both.
Maybe it's both. Damn. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Well, yesterday we discussed the Drink Champs interview with Irv Gotti when he was being just very vocal about his relationship with Ashanti. Well, Fat Joe had thoughts. Check this out.
20 years later, it felt like he's not over the young lady, right? And so also we didn't know that they was, because the whole time I'm there. What's Love, Big Pun Record, on tour. I never seen them together like that. Now I'm not saying they wasn't. They was. Or there was rumors they was. I never seen it. But I don't need to know. I don't need to know. Now it's okay if it's on a documentary, you gotta say your truth for your documentary, but the keep calling up, keep disrespecting. Guys, I'm not gonna be the one, you know, I'm not the guy, you know, to stand up for Sean, the brother that, I'm not, the Ja Rule was standing right next to him. But, yeah, like, I'm not telling stories about a girl I was with 20 years ago. Kind of brings less credibility to everything else you say. He's a genius, there's no question. But he make himself look crazy. Disrespecting her, and the woman never really disrespected him.
I mean, Fat Joe's got a great point. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll talk to Irv at some point because he's got the documentary for Murder Inc. coming out, right, Laura Style?
Right, yeah.
And I'm going to ask him the same thing. Like, why are we doing all this now, bro? Like, what's the point? And from what I saw of the Drink Champs, I didn't watch the whole thing. It was incessant over the whole episode. It wasn't like he shared a little story and moved on.
Right.
From what
and I heard, and it felt antagonizing in a way, right? Because he's screaming, you know, you're not going to get your masters back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like he's angry. He's bitter. He's upset. He's hurt. He's lashing out.
I didn't know he was calling her a biatch.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Ja Rule checked him, though. But still, it's too far.
It's sad.
It's not what you want, Laura Styles. It's not what you want for your legacy.
I'm going to have to watch the rest. It's 3 hours long.
You only need to watch the first hour and a half to get the gist of it.
I've watched the first 20 minutes, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. He's like, the watch I'm wearing right now. Ashanti gave this to me. That was in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
That's how the whole thing started. Yeah. He's like, yo, read the inscription. Ja Rule's like, let me get my good glasses. And they're trying to read the inscription that Ashanti wrote to him. And he's like, yeah, this is like a sentiment of this whole thing we about to get into. So he was ready. He walked in holding a bottle like, yo, let's get drunk. That was a lot. It was a lot.
I know. And he's still wearing that watch, so.
Says something to
but him. But yeah, you know, another piece of audio they do want to play, it's a funny clip that was floating around with The Rock and Kevin Hart, and it was very interesting to see, because you know, they were asking them as celebrities, like, yo, whose pet would you be, you know what I mean? And I want you to hear this is the way The Rock answers is pretty funny. Shawnee, you ready with this?
Mm-hmm. I want to know how you get in the mindset for playing these characters.
Yeah. Well, Kevin went deep. He went method. He texted me. He's like, hey, DJ, come on over to my trailer for a second. I want to show you something. Yeah. I was like, okay. And he's like, look what I can do. And he's like, I was like, wait, don't do that, Kevin. He's like, look what I can lick. Hold on. Don't.
What celebrity would you want to be a pet to?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's a good one. Why Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, we don't have to talk about that. Okay?
A lot.
Well, they're promoting a movie, Superhero Pets, and the quickness at which The Rock answers that he wants to be Megan Thee Stallion's pet. Now, this prompted her boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine, to crack a few jokes on his social too. Like, and Party said something about The Rock's wife too. Like, got on his wife for being white and put some seasoning on food.
Oh, and I don't even think The Rock was doing it as a diss. He was just like, it's in a form of admiration.
Yeah, that's what I took it as. I think Party was trying to crack a joke too, but people took it like he was in his feelings.
Oh, it was funny though to hear in his face. He was like, Megan Thee Stallion. He's like, don't even ask me. That's your flash and light, but the time is 8:54. There is a high of 95 degrees. Today is going to be hot. A little rain this afternoon, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Keep it locked. 97 minutes of commercial-free music with the broadcast. One, it's hot outside. It's Ebro in the morning. Good morning. We love y'all for locking in.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Right here
on Hot 97.
With
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.